The recording is going, so when you are ready, you are good to go.
Brian, you're the man.
Thank you. Okay, I call this meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education for September 16th, 2020 to order. The time is 7:30 p.m. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on August 31st, 2020. Sent to three newspapers designated by the board, Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and the Express Times. Posting on the district website and sent to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Kramer, can I please get the attendance?
Ms. Brennan.
Present.
Dr. Brasher.
Here.
Ms. Brooks. Ms. Emery.
Present.
Ms. Grant.
Here.
Dr. Grantham.
Here.
Mr. Hornick.
Here.
Mrs. Kaltenbach.
Here.
Thought you were. Dr. Rehamaki.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Dr. Brasher, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, and I hope everyone is doing well. Thank you all for joining us for the September working meeting. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Dr. Rehamaki, can you please be process guardian?
Yes.
Sorry about that. Okay. At this time, we've reached the first public comment section. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, please click the participant button at the bottom of your screen. On the bottom right-hand side, there will be an option to raise hand. We will recognize you and unmute your microphone. If you could then please state your name and address. Each person will have up to 3 minutes. We will attempt to answer all questions once the speaker has finished. If there are any phone numbers showing at the time of the public comment, we will unmute them to allow them the option to comment since they are unable to use the other feature. This comment section will be limited to 20 minutes.
You have one phone number, okay. Phone number ending in 969698. You have been asked to unmute and you may address the board.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, this is Marion Wade. My address is 4 Buckingham Court in Annandale. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to comment. I wanted to thank everybody in the board for all the efforts going forward with the remote hybrid plan that we've been working through so far. I just had one comment slash question with regard to the virtual option. I know that some of the technology issues that we've been working through with some of the teachers in the schools, I just had a question on whether the board and the administration has considered maybe looking at not using Zoom with compatibility issues with the Google Meet. So that was really my only comment slash question at this point. So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you.
At this point, you have no hands.
Okay, I see no hands. Dr. Roberto, did you, I believe, we've been looking at Google Meets. I know my children personally have been using, they switched over to Google Meet this week to see if there was a difference in technology issue.
Right. Yes, I was going to address that in the superintendent's report. Every day, thank you for the question to the parent and also you, Madam President. The district currently uses Google Meet and Zoom. And by observation and monitoring all the tickets to the help desk, talking to our teachers, we're looking at the root cause of the problem, and it's systemic. because the I have the sheet here of our observations, and they fall into a couple of categories. One is the Chromebook itself, two, the home network, and three, the features on Zoom and on Google Meet. Today we met and we are issuing the factors or the items that can be used on each of the platforms. In addition to that, the administrative team, we're doing more research on the ramifications of using a Zoom app as opposed to the platform. We have some concerns with the Zoom app. To support our research, we did reach out to surrounding districts, and there are some districts using the app. So to answer the immediate question, the dialogue in our district is continuous. In PMG, you did not have a one-to-one initiative for our students. So both the students and the teachers, and I have to commend our staff, they have definitely gotten up to speed. And having said that, we're working through the immediate issues while we're building to address them long-term. So yes, most definitely.
Thank you, Dr. Roberto.
In fact, we have a 5-page action plan on it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing any additional questions or phone numbers, so we are going to close the floor to public comments. Welcome. We are well into the start of the school year. I hope all of our students and staff have had a great first few days. Thank you to everyone, the staff, students, and families for being understanding while we work through any hiccups that have been occurring. We are hoping that those will be gone soon and it will be smooth sailing. September is a busy month and the reason we are having this meeting on a Wednesday instead of our normal Monday. Some back to school nights have already started to occur with more to come tomorrow and next week. Thank you to our board members. We have completed the board self-evaluation. We will use this to help develop board goals, which are solely about the board's processes and procedures, which are separate from the district goal. Board goals will support the district goals. I have reached out to our NJSBA rep, Gwen Thornton, and she will come and help us review the self-evaluation to see what has worked well and what areas might benefit from additional professional development. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to Dr. Roberto for the superintendent's report.
Thank you. And I'd also like to add the board to the thanks. You've been very supportive of our district, and I have to tell you, it's a pleasure to work for you, and it's a pleasure to answer your questions. It really is. I appreciate the time you take. I always like to begin with acknowledgement. And like our board president, I have to acknowledge the administrative team. I've gone to 2 back to school nights and the middle school is coming up. And teachers, you're doing it. I sent you a reflection on Sunday and I see your energy. I see your effort. And you have definitely made changes from the spring. The good news for our district as we opened is that in our district, everyone is well. And supporting that wellness, our central office staff, Ms. Shaw in particular, and in addition to that, all your administrators, Ms. Hinkle and Ms. Passione. Mr. Kramer, you and I are spending too much time together. And I'm going to leave it at that. I think we're going to move our Sunday debriefing to Monday morning. You have a fine district. You have a value-based district. And for me, as your current superintendent, it's very easy to work there. You've got good people and they want to do well. Our opening, we have had no breaches in masks. We have no breaches in protocols. We have orderly arrival, orderly dismissal, and to the parents, thank you. You took that pledge very, very seriously. You're in it with us. And when we say we've got this, that includes you also. Your children, they might be wearing masks, but they see you in the morning. Have a good day. How are you? Are we doing okay? They give me a thumbs up. They don't even know who I am. They're good, good kids. They just have a spring to their step. Middle school, I can't wait to see the back to school night. I really can. It's just a good event. It's something where even though we're on Zoom, we're still connecting, which is excellent. So thank you to everyone. The opening, all systems for health and safety are in place. Our nurses, the hotline for the Board of Health, they answer questions quickly. Our nurses follow all procedures. The staff follows all procedures. And in terms of the management of our district, it's excellent. It's excellent. We have hit the mark with that. And, you know, people say, oh, this is this, and, you know, this is that. But for every single member of our community, this is new. And when school opened in September, nobody had a conceptual understanding of what a school district or a school was going to be faced with. Well, we've been at it for over a week, and we have an understanding. We know how the parts all move. We know how we still have to be not reactive, but responsive. We've hit everything. Tonight, the emergency management plan is approved. We have action plans for our goals for the year for our children. We've altered the structure of the district to review, to look at how our kids are doing and our faculty and staff. Building and grounds members, they're right there with us. They haven't missed a beat. Yes, some things fall through the cracks. And yes, every day when we debrief, we find something. But you know, they're nothing major and they're nothing detrimental. So our district right now, you may have 1 second of a private victory, as Heifetz says. PTA, you're moving forward. Ed Foundation, you're moving forward. Tricky Trey, October 3rd. Don't anybody make plans except Tricky Trey, October 3rd. Aside from being a community event, we must get the baskets out of the Spruce Run School. And they are checking all the dates for expiration on the candy and the items. So nobody will be bidding on an old item. Mr. Kiefer, I so enjoy our telephone conversation. The next item I would like to mention are our policies. If any of you have gone to the website, you'll notice that the policies are off the website. The district prior to my arrival put a great deal of time into the policies. The administrative team has reviewed all relevant policies to make them specific to our district. The office staff reviewed them also to make sure our procedures are in alignment. The policies we received hard copy, and by the end of September, all the new policies should be on our district website. Tonight on the agenda, there are 3 policies, and they are on the website for public review. They are policy 1648.02, 1648.03, and 1649. Those 3 policies refer specifically to executive order and all the rights and privileges our employees are entitled to under the law for the federal emergency response to COVID. And we pulled those policies out so that people would know, because this is our current situation. In addition to that, we completed a very, very formal ventilation assessment. And today, both Mr. Kramer and I received the final report. We are okay. We can sit here and say that our facilities, ventilation, has been reviewed by an outside reputable certified company. And I know everybody says, oh, the report, it's not 25 pages long. They issued a statement saying we were in good shape. We are still doing repairs, but the repairs are not related to ventilation. And members of the board, you will get a copy of that one page document. We just got it today. They looked at everything. And aside from the two boilers we have to replace, which we're working on, Mr. Kramer's on top of that, we have definitely, we feel good. The ventilation assessment was completed before school started, and as items were identified, repairs were made. So that's where we are on that. In terms of another item is the calendar. The board will be asked to approve a revised calendar for the school year. If you recall, in July, we asked for additional professional development days, and the new calendar will be on the agenda for approval. As it stands now, we have accounted for all our professional days. Election day will be remote. We're not permitted to have any in-school activities on election day. That was an executive order. And in addition to that, if parents are making vacation plans, which gosh, I hope you all are, we're adding a day to the school calendar at the end of the year. We didn't want to make any changes because I wanted to go slow so that we could all get open and then see where we are. I'd like to acknowledge Ms. Passione. Ms. Passione attended a program at Columbia Teachers College in the summer, and they have asked to use her model in their instruction. So congratulations to you, Ms. Passione. FEMA, got notification from FEMA. Everyone might as well know what I know. FEMA will not compensate school districts for disinfect or PPPs or technology after September 25th. And I'm so pleased our district has been ahead of that curve in ordering. Some districts in our state are still awaiting PPEs. Next item, superintendent's goals. I will be offering to the board formal goals and my action plans for those goals. My goal is to have the drafts of the goals and the action plans to you by Friday. It all depends on how Thursday and Friday look in the district. That will give you an opportunity to make sure the interim superintendent's goals are in line with you as the Board of Education want to go. The goals are on equity and equality in education. We need to start dialogue. And it's not because of current societal issues. A district should always be talking about equity and equality. And equity is especially important now concerning this situation. My other goal will be structures within the district, an academic goal, and the last goal will be a personal goal to not change the Clinton Township School District, but get you to relax a little bit. You know, we're dealing with kids. You can laugh. And that goes to culture. I feel bad for my district sometimes because this interim superintendent gets thanked too many times. People should expect excellence. If nothing else, they should expect a tired interim superintendent. That we can guarantee them. In terms of technology, we are doing a formal problem analysis. It's formal. We have had 6 hours of intense analysis concerning data, both formal and informal. So the emails you send us do not go for naught. The parents have been excellent. I'm not going to give his name, but a gentleman whose last name begins with an F, sent me an email. I called him back. He told me what he did for a living. I said, do you have any time? And he goes, sure. And on my way to one of the schools, I learned so much from this gentleman. And the questions and the information he offered us as a district was seen in one of the surveys we sent out to parents. Good news, after school activities, I've asked the principals to talk to their staff. I would like to plan offering after school activities for our students. We're moving forward. As I said before, we have management and adaptive work. So on the October agenda, we will post for those positions, but on the October agenda, you will see stipend positions. I want my kids and our children to have as normal an experience as possible. PTA, I mentioned the tricky tray on October 3rd. And I'd also like to make a comment about compliance. As I said in the opening for the faculty and staff, there are two aspects to the work we do as administrators. We do management and we do adaptive work. Management is order. And you can't get to adaptive work unless you have order. Well, it's the same with compliance. But compliance is a minimum standard. In compliance, you don't see passion. In compliance, you might not see the teacher's creativity. So as a superintendent, I work toward the passion of a district, the synergy, the energy. And I have to say, Clinton Township, I put you right up there. You don't give up. You do not stop. And the talent, you've got really very talented people, highly effective people in all positions. But next year you're coming under CUSAC. And I hear little comments in the district about CUSAC. CUSAC is the quality single accountability continuum. Every district has a formal review. There are five areas to CUSAC, and we must prepare our district for that on-site review from the state. One of the areas is curriculum and instruction, and that's a very important component of what we do as public educators. Curricula is a living document. The teacher is embedded in curriculum by their decision-making, their instructional design, their instructional organization. And that's where you see the magic. The organization addresses children all across the spectrum. And on curriculum, tonight you were approving of physical education and health curriculum. And it's a good solid curriculum in line with the New Jersey Student Learning Standards. But having said that, in preparation for CUSAC, I'm bringing the state in because I want to make sure our district, before we embark on anything, is interpreting the standards as they see it for compliance. The other aspect, the passion, that we will bring to another level. The same way we did a ventilation check, we did a ventilation check because we don't go with minimum standards. We go beyond, and that's the support of the board and every member of the community. So for the opening, we did well, but we're not done. We are not done. We have work to do. We refine, we make modifications. We don't change just to change. We move forward, and we take the information we receive and we apply it to our community, not for me, not for an individual, but for our greatest commodity in Clinton Township, our children. Children are the opinion that the world is good. And every day as an educator, I get that reinforced. I met a little boy the other day. He had a shirt on that said, "I am a big brother." I said to him, "Are you? How many are younger than you?" And he said, "One." He told me her name. I don't want to say it because he has a right to privacy. And I said, "Well, how old is she?" And he goes, "She's 9 months." And I said, "I'm Dr. Roberto. I'm your interim superintendent." He goes, "I've heard the word superintendent. What does interim mean?" I said, "Oh, that's the word. That's the word. That means temporary." And then he said, "I came from Chatham." I said, "Oh, all right. Well, I'm glad you're here with us. I saw him again today." And I said, "Here I am. How are you doing? How's your sister?" And he goes, "I'm doing okay." He says, "Everything's good." I said, "Look, you came from Chatham. That's a really good school district. I mean, I know Chatham. I haven't studied them, but I know them." I said, "How are we doing? Am I doing okay?" He goes, "It's good here." He goes, "It's fun here." I said, "You know, you made my day." And then he asked me a good question. "Are you still temporary?" I said, "Oh, you don't know how temporary this could be." I said, "Have a good day." That's the beauty of Clinton Township. That's why you do this. That's why parents email me, because they want the best for their children. And with the faculty and staff we have in Clinton Township, guess what? We're going to give them better than the best, because we're Clinton Township. We have passion. That's it for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Roberto. Okay, now we are going to move on to the report of the business administrator, Mr. Kramer.
How's everybody tonight? Hope well. Have several resolutions under the business administrators. The first three are the normal monthly ones. I will have those out by Friday when we disseminate Monday's agenda. I mentioned that I was asking to close the capital reserves account, bank account. We do not need that, and it's just easier accounting by closing that out. Also, we provided the custodial manual to the board members, and we have a resolution just indicating that your acknowledgement of receiving the manual. The minutes for August were shared. They were reviewed. All comments have been incorporated. The ones from July prior to July are completed, except for April 6th. We're having trouble getting specific information on that, but we're still working on it. If we can get that information by Friday, we will share it with the board. Hopefully we'll have comments just in case there's a correction, so we can have it approved at the September 21st board meeting. If we're able to do that, then we are all caught up with having minutes approved. The renewal for the New Jersey School Insurance Group, we have a broker for the district. They shop the insurance that we have and recommended that we stay with New Jersey School Insurance Group. This should have occurred or did occur prior to June 30th. However, there was no resolution having the board approve the New Jersey Insurance Group to be have our insurance for the next 3 years. On top of that, I'd like to add that I'm looking into possibly refinancing some of the district's bonds. I'm trying to get information together. If I can get it together and get it out, I would hope by Friday I would have it out to the board so they could see what it is. I'm going to be asking the board to consider a resolution on the 21st. What this resolution does, it does not bind the board, but it puts us in the first step to getting this done. If we decide not to do it, no problem, but this will save a month, because if I were to wait until October, you would be 1 month behind of having savings. So I will be putting that information together, and we will be providing it to the board and then adding a resolution to the September 1st agenda. Other than that, I bring it back to you.
Awesome. Thank you. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Kramer? Okay. So then we will move on to facilities and finance. We have 11 action items, mostly transportation related. Do we have any questions on facilities and finance? I'm not hearing any questions, so we will move on.
Can I ask a question about the field trips and just the general perspective on those types of extra activities? Are we anticipating them actually happening, or what is the current outlook on those?
That would all depend on if we get back to more of a norm, and then we would the resolution's already been passed for us to be able to secure any busing. But at this point, if we're talking specifically, why is this on if we're not going to be having it? It's so that if and when we get there, it's already been board approved for us to move forward.
So would we anticipate having field trips before we had 5 full days in the classroom, or would we get to, what's the sort of?
Mr. Kramer, can I add to that?
Sure.
I was going to bring it up in new business, but I'll bring it up tonight. With your permission, Madam President, is, yeah. Not next week, but the next week, I probably will be reconvening the district response team. Each week, we meet with our support systems, all school districts, and I'm currently developing a matrix, and then I'll bring the administration in, because as of today, our numbers are very, very good. We are in the Central West region, and I spoke to a parent, or I emailed a parent, all the parents are good, but gentleman was very nice, and he asked about metrics. The metrics we use are the Central West, and Central West was announced in August, and that encompasses Mercer, Hunterdon, and Somerset. I learned today a very, very interesting fact about that, because originally we were with Sussex and Warren, but it appears they aligned the regions in the state with commuters. I haven't researched it, that's strictly hearsay. But having said that, our data today is moderate. We are moderate. But when we go to green, it will be a local decision as to what the changes will be in the district in terms of scheduling. And our district has already discussed it today. And that's, if you wonder what we do all day, it's a lot. And that was one of the very many discussions we had, because the building-based administrators, we need to know the aspects or what that will look like. In November, we offered the parents that you could shift between the platform you desired or the instructional organization. We have to be prepared for that. We're getting good feedback about our hybrid. Do we still need Monday as an all day? Can I bring my kids in it and serve them lunch? There are a lot of factors. And another factor is, do I have enough staff? Because when we consult with the Board of Health, there appears to be no discussion to minimize that 6-foot social distancing. And that means our class sizes are limited for student population. And that's why we're staying ahead of it. By October 1st, the parents will be getting a survey, your 150th survey. So thank you very much. We want to see what your plans are for November. If all systems stay the same, will you be switching? A parent can go remote with just turnaround time, but coming back to in-seat requires additional accommodations to maintain the guidelines. Activities were starting and field trips. Right now, the kids are doing some field trips virtually, like they're visiting farms, the little people, you know, and there are activities. But like Mr. Kramer said, if things go as planned, we may be able to open field trips, but limited enrollment. You know, we don't want them with bigger groups of people. We follow everything to the letter. So that was going to be under new business. A parent asked me if I would share the metrics. The metrics, I can share them. Central West data, you can go to the Department of, and I'll send it to you, the Department of Health website for the state of New Jersey. And then we follow the CDC guidelines. And the CDC does issue updates. They issued one on September 12th. So, you know, we're monitoring it, but what it's going to look like right now, you know, other than that 6 foot, that's been confirmed, 6 feet, social distancing, and there's nothing. I even asked the question, if my kids wear masks all day, why can't I just bring them in all day? You know, it's an innocent question. It's a simple question. And the answer is, if I shorten the 6 feet of social distancing and we get a positive case, if it's determined that that's close contact, that group of students, class, could go remote. And that would be a shift for our children and their families. So you know what I know. Is that all right, Dr. Grantham?
Yeah, no, that's good to know just what to expect.
Do you think we should, I'll send the websites out.
Yeah, I know you sent it out in August, the one with the metrics.
Yeah.
So I think I have that bookmarked, but thank you.
I like the website from Hunterdon County, case by case by municipality. I think that's, and I sent that. That tells you how every town in Hunterdon is doing. And now I've added to it Mercer and I've added Somerset. I watched them also, but the Central West, we're moderate. We're not at green. We're not there.
Can I ask one follow-up question?
Yeah,
so on the agenda here are all the bus routes, and I think you've said this before, but I just want to make sure this is explicitly stated. That's in case we do end up in the green and we go back to needing all of these bus routes for
exactly.
All the students. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, like, we don't know. Everybody has an opinion on this. And that framework relates to the decisions we all make for our children. And that's when somebody told me this is an evolving situation. It really is. It just has a life of its own. You know. Thank you.
Thank you. So go ahead, Dr. Brown.
I just have a quick, that made me think of a question as well.
Good.
I was thinking that we were operating with full bus routes already, but did we scale back?
We didn't scale back, and they didn't consolidate, but they cut back on buses, because under code, you have to offer everybody a bus seat, you know, and a lot of our students' parents are driving them. But no, we have not cut back on service. In fact,
okay.
Transportation, the buses were only late one day this week to one school. Mark, did I answer correctly, Mr. Kramer?
Yes, you did.
Thank you. See, Mr. Kramer, those Sunday discussions are good.
I thought you said we spend too much time together.
No, we do. On the phone, Mr. Kramer. Don't let that get on Facebook. That's all I need. My daughters will have a fit.
Okay, any of the additional questions about facilities and finance? All right, moving on to personnel. We have about 15 items tonight. Well, I mean, for Monday. Do we have any questions? Going with no questions for personnel.
I just want to know that I'm sorry about the blanks, but we're still in the final stages and they'll be on the agenda by Friday.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to policy. And this one we're actually going to do. Does anyone have questions about policy? Okay, I don't hear anyone. So I'm looking for a motion for 21 PR 003.
Motion.
Okay, Dr. Yamaki. Second.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Kallenbach. Okay, discussion.
I know this was added late, so I just want the public to know that these policies are on the website with the agenda now.
Yes, on the agenda page.
I would like to also add, just so that you know, 1649, that's also on the website, the Federal Care Act. I emailed that to you. Okay, we're good?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, so I hear no.
Can I ask one more? Yes. So Dr. Roberto already answered, Mike, I had sent a question about, so in the policy, there's a reference to employers with 500 or more staff. And so my very dumb question was, do we need to adopt this as a policy if it's already a law? And she said, well,
no.
But how does it, is it still, does it, since we have fewer than 500 staff, do these, are we adopting these practices for our staff, even though we have fewer than 500, or that seems like there's some gray area there to me.
Yeah, well, the law is the law, and the mm-hmm. staff are entitled to accommodations as outlined in that law, and the policy outlines that law beautifully. We couldn't have done it ourselves. The gray area is the approval and documentation submitted by the employee. And it's not a gray area because the employee, of which I am also one, gets the medical documentation, and we have a district physician who can review if we have any questions and documentation concerning childcare. Our district currently, plus for our district, we have offered 20 accommodations based upon the law. So, and out of the 20, the majority are medical considerations. So, did I answer your question? Thank you. I like the thumbs up. Thank you. Mr. Kramer, do you want to add to that or anything?
No. I'm just going to clarify one thing, but who seconded it?
It was Ms. Kaltenbach.
Thank you. My clarification is we're approving 1648.02, 1648.03, and 1649 with this first reading.
Yes, and that law is only in effect until December 31st. So this is going to pop up again, depending on the evolving situation.
I have a question, probably a stupid question. But since that is on there till December 31st, will this policy will be good past that? Oh, you're muted.
We will monitor it because it doesn't require a board motion. And when you read the policy, there's timelines identified in the policy. So we'll be monitoring it. And we will send out to the employee the same information we sent in July. It offers a chart as to what they're eligible for.
Great. Okay.
So I think just in terms of process, the resolution didn't mention 1649. So I think what we have to do is make sure that the person who motioned and the second is okay with that friendly amendment, and I'm okay with it. Mrs. Kaltenbach, thumbs up, so she's okay with it. Okay.
Oh, thank you. No questions? Let's go to roll call vote, please, Mr. Kramer.
Dr. Brasher?
Yes.
Ms. Brooks? Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Abstain.
I'm sorry?
Abstain.
Abstain. Thank you. Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Dr. Huyamaki?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Passes.
Thank you. Now we will move on to curriculum. There are 9 items, inclusive of the, the physical education curricula? Health and physical education. Does anyone have any questions on curriculum? Okay, so then we will then move on to old business. Does anyone have any old business of the board? Okay, no old business, new business.
I just wanted to give the public a heads up that ballots for the November election are in the mail. I received mine today, and I believe Clinton Township across the board should receive them in the next day or two. So I hope everyone will vote and look for the Board of Ed openings on the ballot.
Thank you. Any additional new business?
I would just like to say thank you to the superintendent and the administration again. After school is open this week, as not just a board member, but a parent, you know, who's been very nervous like everybody has through this. It's an amazing job that's gone on. The back to school night that I was able to attend for my daughter was amazing. Everything has been great. It's been very comforting, and seeing some sense of normalcy in my child's face, you know, it's been great. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Good. Thank you. And a reminder, you can still complete your census. If you haven't done it, please do. And because of this evolving situation, I strongly suggest you do, so that funding, we are truly represented on funding.
Okay, so I do not hear any additional new business. So we are going, 1 second, sorry. Okay, sorry. I have blank pages and I don't know why. At this time, we've reached the second public comment section. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, please click the participant button at the bottom of your screen. On the bottom right-hand side, there should be an option to raise hand. We will recognize you and unmute your microphone. If you could then please state your name and address. Each person will have up to 3 minutes. We will attempt to answer all questions once the speaker has finished. If there are any phone numbers showing at the time of public comment, we will unmute them to allow them the option to comment since they are unable to use the other feature. This comment section will be limited to 20 minutes.
You have one phone number, 9698. You may unmute yourself and address the board. I hear nothing and I see no hands.
Then we will move on to executive session. We have an executive session tonight for...
Sorry, Madam President, I have one new item.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to mention that our the open cupboard food pantry sent the letter of acknowledgement to the Round Valley School. They donated their field trip money to the food pantry to the amount of $324. So I think that's, I just got this late in the day today, and I'd like to thank our kids and the PTA and Ms. Potsma. That's very nice.
Wonderful, that's so great to hear. Thank you for bringing that. Okay, so we are going into executive session. Mr. Kramer, do we have what we read to go into executive session?
I just noticed that we do not, and I apologize for that. What's the reason for going into executive session?
Negotiations and personnel.
So somebody would like to make a motion for us to go into executive session to discuss negotiation and personnel matters, and we expect to be out at approximately
30 minutes.
Isn't there a more formal legal thing that we have to read? That we made an adjustment earlier in the year and made that part of the agenda? And I only ask because, we recognize what we were doing before wasn't correct, and now it seems to be missing again.
We need to state the reason why we're going into executive session and the amount of time that we anticipate being in executive session.
In addition to that, when I came on board on your agenda, you did not have the reasons you could go into executive session. That aids the public with transparency by listing the reasons. Are there any other items that we're not aware of that are part of the Clinton Township procedures?
I think we just usually say like the Byron and Bears or whatever his name is, Act of 1970, whatever. That's the typical, sorry, I totally butchered that, but.
And I think we can read the one from July 1st, which was the last time we had an executive session.
You have that in front of you?
I do. I don't really want to read it because it's such a beast, but I can read it if that's helpful.
Yes, please.
All right. And it was for, Lana, how, 60 minutes?
No,
for, 30. Sorry, 30 minutes for negotiations and personnel. Okay. Yeah. Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Bear Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6 et sec, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b, sets forth 9 types of matters that may be lawfully discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas the nature of the matters to be discussed, reviewed, or heard before the board detailed as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality pursuant to NJSA 18A:37-13.2 et sec, shall include negotiations and personnel. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business wherein action may be taken. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion to go into executive session.
All motion.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Did I see Emery? Did I hear Emery?
Oh. Sure. Yes. I think Jennifer might have been a little bit before me, but it's not a race, I guess.
Isn't that a game show? Who can hit the button first?
That'd be fun. We should do that.
Okay, so we are. So, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Nays? Abstentions? Okay, we are going into executive session. The time is 8:25.
Oh. All right, you're good now.
All right, I am looking for a motion to reconvene public session.
Motion.
Oh, that was Mr. Horner. Second?
Second.
Ms. Dr. Ruth. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, the time is 9:31. Apologies for going over the amount of time. I am not a very good judge of time, so many apologies. So thank you everyone for joining us this evening. We are going to look for a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Dr. Grantham. Second.
Second.
Ms. Kalmbach, thank you so much. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. I'll call our meeting at 9:31. Thank you, everyone, and have a great evening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.